This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. As per Indian Oil Corporation Limited, the price for a 14.2 kilogram gas cylinder has been increased from 853 rupees to 913 rupees in Delhi. The new rates for LPG cylinders in Mumbai will be 912 rupees and 50 paise, 939 rupees in Kolkata, and 928 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. According to the IOCL, the rates of commercial LPG gas cylinders have also been increased by 115 rupees. The revised prices of LPG gas cylinders have come into effect from today. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Union government has taken several steps to uplift the tribal communities, their cultural traditions and languages, ensuring all-round development. The president addressed the 9th International Santhal Conference being organized by the International Santhal Council at Darjeeling in West Bengal today. She said all Chiki language of Santhal community had been included in 8th schedule of constitution. Uning Aran Festival of Adi Community celebrated today in Arunachal Pradesh. The Governor of Arunachal, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak, has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Adi community. In his message, the governor said that Uning Aran, celebrated every March, marks the Adi New Year and the beginning of a new agricultural cycle. The festival, rooted in traditional practices such as rodent trapping, reflects the community's deep understanding of nature and sustainable farming. The governor expressed confidence that the elders will continue to guide the younger generation to cherish indigenous wisdom, promote responsible farming, and remain committed to the protection and conservation of our precious flora and fauna. Union Public Service Commission yesterday declared the final result of the Civil Services Examination 2025. Arunachal's Dr. Zing Messar successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025 for the second time. Balindra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party is heading towards a sweeping victory in Nepal's first general election since the Gen Z protests. By the afternoon, out of 165 constituencies in Nepal, final results have been declared from 47 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of votes is ongoing in the remaining places. The intense military conflict in West Asia has entered its 8th day today, escalating into wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Amid the escalating, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration approved a new $151 million U.S. dollars arms sale to Israel. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that a demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Mr. Pezeshkian also apologized for Iran's attack on regional countries, insisting that Tehran would halt attacks, suggesting they were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. Meanwhile, airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. Further, Lebanon's state-run news agency reported that local fighters clashed early today with an Israeli force that landed near the town of Nabi Jid, a Hezbollah stronghold in eastern Lebanon. The Indian embassy in Qatar has activated additional set of 24/7 helpline numbers to assist Indian nationals amid the developing security situation in West Asia. The helpline numbers are +974-5564-7502, +974-5536-2508, and +974-5538-4683. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the rise of the country will be determined by India and its strength, not by the mistakes of others. He made these remarks at Raisana Dialogue 2026 while speaking alongside with his Seychelles, Mauritius and Sri Lankan counterpart and former Foreign Minister of Australia on the theme of Heart of the Seas, Future of the Indian Ocean. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 1,000 crore rupees in Haridwar, Uttarakhand. On this occasion, the program titled Jan Jan Ki Sarkar Char Saal Bemisal was organized. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the nation has emerged as a hub for global capability centers, with Airbus establishing its second largest digital center outside Europe in India. He said this at the virtual inauguration of Airbus India Technology Center in Bengaluru today. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.